Well, first things first, congratulations on being named the next head coach for the Humboldt High School volleyball program, Kara. And so just kind of talk about what that means to you and just how you're feeling about being named as the new head coach for this program.
Yeah, thank you. I am extremely excited for the opportunity. I'm very honored to be able to be part of the program, so very, very excited.
And then before we start jumping into you as a coach, let's start talking a little bit about you as a person. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in the Ankeny area, but I had a lot of family that is originally from Humboldt, so I spent a lot of time in Humboldt growing up as well. And then I went to Augustana University, and that's where I met my husband, Adam. And then we moved to the Minneapolis area and lived in Minneapolis for about 6 years before moving back to Humboldt for an opportunity to get more involved in a family business back here called AP Air. So we moved back to Humboldt in 2012, and then I actually have 3 kids. I have Addison, who is 11 in 5th grade, Cade, who is 7 and in 1st grade, and then I have Jordy, who is 2. So we really love being back in this area and being part of the Humboldt community and just being in a smaller community, being able to raise our kids here. And we stay very busy with the 3 kids, so we're usually out and about outside, or we spend a lot of time at the rec center. We also love being, you know, part of the Humboldt school system, and we like to take our family up to a lot of the varsity games, so that's usually where you'll see us if you see us out and about, so.
And then as far as the volleyball side of things, just tell us a little bit about your volleyball experience, your coaching experience, and just athletic experience in general.
Yeah, I grew up in the Ankeny area, and so I actually played for Ankeny High School, and I also played 5 years for a national club program down in the Des Moines area called IPVA. And then after high school, I accepted a scholarship to play at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which at the time was a nationally ranked Division II program. And when I was recruited to Augustana, I was recruited as an outside hitter, but I actually have kind of a unique experience while I played there. So I started as libero my freshman year. I was a right side hitter my sophomore and junior year, and then I played outside my senior year. So I definitely have a wide variety of playing background throughout the years. So that's something that is really exciting to me, to be able to just help the girls within the Humboldt program and have experience kind of playing at every single position. As far as my coaching experience, I have coached AAU for the last 3 years, but this will actually be my first time at a varsity or high school level, so it's a new experience for me. But I do have a business background where I've been in a leadership role for the last 8 years, and then I also have a ton of past playing experience, as I said previously. So I'm just really excited for the opportunity, the challenge that'll bring, and just being able to coach at this level.
And then just kind of as a coach, what is your mentality and also what kind of system do you plan on running with this volleyball program?
Yeah, so my mentality, I am a huge believer in you play like you practice. So that is probably my biggest mentality. So the intensity in practices will then transfer into the game. So I really like to run a very quick type of volleyball. So quick passing, quick offense, just everything being at a very quick level. So volleyball's evolved a lot over the years, and it's just such a fun sport to watch, and it's just a very team-orientated sport. And so just, you know, challenging the girls and just playing at a very quick level is kind of my mentality as a coach. So.
And how did you first hear about this opportunity for at Humboldt High School, and then just what led to your decision to go ahead and apply?
Yeah, so it's something that's kind of always been in the back of my head after starting coaching the AAU. It's just my passion of volleyball has just really returned. I've obviously spent most of my life playing volleyball, and then my career choice obviously took me in the business direction, so it wasn't something that was in my card at the time. And so timing-wise, it just seems like it really worked out really well, kind of being back involved. And so there was a few people that had approached me and encouraged me to apply for the job. And so it was something that I kind of just decided it would be really good timing and just something, just a really fun challenge for me. And I'm just really excited to be able to be a part of the program and just try to build the program from the ground up as well. So one of my biggest goals for the program is we've had some really great parents involved with the youth teams over the years. And so I guess one of my biggest goals starting this program is just to really streamline our youth program and bring it under one roof or one umbrella. And then just making sure that at each age level, you know, we're guiding the coaches to progress the kids' skills. And I think that once they get into the high school program, we kind of know what type of players that we're getting. And then the players already know also what to expect from us as a coaching staff or myself. And I think that this will really help us play the game at a higher level when they get into high school, really be able to push their skill sets, push that quick offense and defense that I like to see played. And making the state tournament will hopefully become a more consistent occurrence. I guess that's probably one of my biggest goals and most exciting goals to strive for, becoming a part of the program. So it was fun to watch the girls last year make it, so I'd like to continue to use that as our example.
Well, you really did just answer my last question about your plans and goals for the program. Just one last question I do have for you, though, is, you know, you started talking a little bit about that youth development program and the importance of having that. You know, we've seen that in other Humboldt athletics when you think about the wrestling program specifically. Football started to do that as well. How important is it to have that consistency really from the elementary age all the way through middle school and then into the high school and varsity level?
Yes, and I think the wrestling program is a great example of how they get the athletes involved in the program. I think it's extremely important. It kind of develops an atmosphere for, you know, young kids to really love the sport at a young age, and then just having kind of all the coaches and people involved in it on the same page so that we have kind of the same goal in mind, I think is a huge piece of that. And then just knowing that we're developing their skill set the way that we want. I mean, volleyball is a very technical sport. So, you know, developing the right skills at a young age, I think just allows them to become a lot better players once they hit the high school level.
All right, Coach, I really appreciate your time here today. Is there anything else before I let you off the line?
No, I appreciate all the support that I've received. I'm extremely excited to get started, and I'm just really excited with what the season will bring this year.
Oh, well, we are all excited to see what you bring and what this team will look like this year. Thank you so much for your time.